You know, the resilience of the state of Texas in particular, and I guess the South in general, just never ceases to amaze. But, you know, through COVID, we came out all right. And it sure looks like that the downturn that's hit a lot of the country just hasn't hit. And in particular, I think of the Tex-America centers. This is a gigantic industrial development, 12,000 acres that's outside of Texarkana. And the last time we checked in with the executive director, Scott Norton, was the middle of COVID and things were pretty good. And I gather they've got a new survey out that showed that things are even better. Scott Norton joins us right now from Texarkana. It's good to have you with us.
Good to see you, David. Appreciate your time and appreciate all your support, sir.
So remind us about this center. I mean, it's you've got this enormous area where you, I think you migrate cheap labor in from Arkansas that works in Texas, but but so what goes on there?
What kind we're a local redevelopment authority. We have 12,000 acres, as you mentioned, of former military property. So in the Base Realignment and Closure Act of 1995, downsized Red River Army Depot. The depot is still active today. Right. But in 95, it was downsized a little bit. And then 2005, BRAC hit again. The depot was downsized again. And then Lone Star Army Ammunition Plant was closed. And so that's where a bulk of our property comes from, is the Lone Star Army.
But what kind of businesses have you got in there now?
So, Dave, we have 47 businesses on the property today. We have everything from trucking companies to companies who to demilitarize old ammunition that was likely created and built at Lone Star Army Ammunition Plant, to companies who homegrown companies who do organic products that help support people and their families, and they're a small town that started out of somebody's garage that now employ lots of people and are expanding. And we've actually invested in those companies by improving our buildings to allow those companies to grow and continue to expand in the area.
Well, you know, the thing that really struck me is you all had a survey and you came out and you said that overall jobs increased 7% last year, but a 62% combined annual payroll increase from last year. So what's been happening in the last year? Where does all this business come from?
So, you know, David, during that 10 years, when we acquired the property, we spent a lot of time cleaning up the property, making it safe for commercial industrial use. But we also put a lot of incentives in place on our property, local, state, and federal incentives, to make sure that when a property was ready for businesses and industries to locate on it, we were ready to go. So while the Army was cleaning up the property, TCEQ was verifying everything was safe, when that checkered flag dropped and we could run, we were ready to run. And so as a result of that, that happened in 2021. Right after you and I spoke last, we got the green flag to start the race from TCEQ to run. And that's when the floodgates opened for us. And in the last 6 years, we've doubled the number of employees on our property through new business, new industry. We have companies coming in from all over the world.
So are they relocating? Is this organic growth, or are they relocating from other areas and other
states? Organic growth. It's expansion of existing businesses. It's new business locating on the property. We're in the final stages now of trying to get a company to expand from the East Coast to do a new location on our footprint. That would be hundreds of millions of dollars of capital investment on our property. Wow. We have other companies that we're in the final stages of finalizing contract deals on. We have a company that just exercised an option to purchase an additional 130 acres on our property for expansion of their existing facility on our property. So we have... And that was a new business that came on the property 2 years ago. And so we have the growth from the local. And we also, David, 3-4 years ago, started a third-party logistics division of our organization. So as companies are locating on our property, we can offer them the opportunity to do a soft landing. So we can provide the loading and unloading of trucks. We can provide the inventory tracking for them. So they're not having to come in and relocate their business and hire a bunch of people. We can actually provide some of those services for them during their transition. And it's their call when they start taking.
So you could be a hub, but how do you distribute it? Are these just mostly by truck going in and out of these facilities, or rail? I don't know about air, if that's a possibility for you.
Well, truck or rail. We have 38 miles of rail that we own on our property. We're actually in the process now of procuring two new locomotives. We have two locomotives on our property right now. We're in the process. We just actually awarded a bid to buy two additional locomotives on our property to
You
move.
Own your own locomotives?
Yes, sir.
I'm impressed.
Yes, sir. So we have two locomotives that we're operating now. We're in the process of buying two more through the support of the Texas Military Preparedness Commission. They awarded us a grant to help support funding of part of that operation. To help support Red River Army Depot as well in that operation. The logistics division that we have, the soft landing piece of it, we have rail car maintenance on our footprint, rail car storage on our footprint. Huh. We can do build-to-suits. When we last spoke, we were finishing up a spec building. We built a 150,000 square foot tilt wall construction spec building strictly on spec. And we've sold that building to a manufacturing company, the piping manufacturing company, and they have since sold that to another local company to allow that local company to expand into that footprint. And we're in the process now of designing two additional buildings on our footprint.
So how do you market? But how do companies find out about this?
So we market across the world, David.
Really?
We don't market to the Texarkana area. You know, we're not trying to move jobs from Texarkana to our footprint. We're trying to bring in new money, new revenue, new economic development into our region. And so we're marketing in the Dallas area, the Houston area. We're marketing across the country. We're marketing across the world through different trade industries, through the state's partnership with the Tokyo Metropolitan Group that the state of Texas has. And so we're marketing all across the world through trade groups, different partnerships. We partner with Artex Ready, which is our regional economic development group here in Northeast Texas, Southwest Arkansas, and Rob Searley and his group. So we really kind of broaden our horizons as far as how we market, how we promote the services that we have, the opportunities that we have. And then we can do land deals and walk away. We can do a land lease and do a build-to-suit. We can do a build-to-suit to lease the building. We do a build-to-suit to sell the building. We're very creative in what we can do and how we can do it.
So are you public? Remind me of the model. Are you public or are you public-private?
So we're a state of Texas redevelopment authority. So we're a government entity.
So you're a not-for-profit. You're a government.
Not-for-profit, but we act like a development entity.
Yeah.
As far as we have a local board of directors appointed. Each board member is appointed either by a mayor in Bowie County or the judge or the commissioner's court in Bowie County. So we're locally managed, but we have a state charter managed by the Texas State Legislature. So I have the honor and privilege every 2 years of going to the Texas State Legislature asking Mother May I on different changes to our charter to be able to create jobs and tax base for the region, because we're such a unique entity and
So is that where your money comes? Your money comes from the state, or do you?
No, we get no tax revenue whatsoever. We operate like a small business. So we're a government entity. We operate like a small business. Our revenue comes from leases, land sales. We have a little bit of timber management that we do on 12,000 acres in East Texas. But it's a couple $100,000 a year in timber management revenue that we create. But most of it's through land sales, lease sales, 3PL revenue, rail revenue. So that's why we've really diversified the revenue streams of the organization. And then, you know, trying to do build-to-suits and leases and those types of. So you know, we operate like a small business.
So with 12,000 acres, you've probably got pretty good job security. I mean, you're not running the risk of building this out anytime soon, are you?
We have a lot of opportunity for growth. You know, we've created the 1,453 jobs that you'd mentioned, and we've utilized probably 2,000 acres totally of the 12,000 acres. We have major master plans. We just completed a master plan of a 3,000 acre mega site just earlier this year for utilities, roads, how we're going to master plan that out, rail on that footprint as well. We have a data center park, a green energy data center park. We have master plan on a several hundred acre parcel of land that we have. So we actually have industrial parks within our industrial park that we're master planning right now to bring in jobs, and then the roads and the infrastructure associated with that. And so there's a lot of master planning and laying out that we're doing, because we're using the existing roads and some of the existing utility. We've almost started from scratch on the utilities as well. But the new regional water plant is being built on our footprint. There's also a new industrial plant being built on our footprint by the Riverbend Water Resources District, working with the Power SWEPCO on getting additional substations on our footprint.
Wow.
all new natural gas on the footprint. So we've done a lot to get ready for this expanding growth.
Well, I can see the entrepreneurial spirit is still alive and well in Texarkana, going back to, well, it was Ross Perot's hometown. So I guess
it is. We're proud of him.
That's where he came from. Scott Norton is the executive director of Tex-America's Center in Texarkana. It's good to spend some time with you again. Thank you.
You too, David. Appreciate it as always, sir.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.